So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, HaKoinish Ne'ilon is B'teich Steich HaVeir, HaRez HaLekon HaKarka. If a person bought two trees in someone else's field, the Tanakhama says he does not acquire the land under and around the trees. Ramey disagrees and says, Konakarka, he does acquire the land under and around the trees. The Gemara explains that the same achlek is as found regarding Bikurim, the first fruits that one must bring to Yerushalayim and give it to a kohen. The Mishnah there states, HaKoinish Ne'ilon is B'teich Steich HaVeir, Mevi Ve'ein HaKoyret. If a person bought two trees in someone else's field, the Tanakhama says he brings Bikurim, but he does not recite the Psukim of Parshas Bikurim, because since he does not own the land under the tree, he cannot recite the words Pri Hadam Asher Nasatli, which imply that he owns the land in which the fruits grew. While Remeir says, maybe Vikari, he brings Bikurim, and he does recite the Psukim, because since he does own the land, he can recite these words. However, in the Braisa regarding a Koine Ila Necha B'Teich Steich HaVeiroi, maybe Ve'ein Vikari, Lefish Leikon HaKarka, Dib Remeir. If a person bought only one tree in someone else's property, even Reb Meir says that he brings Bikurim, but he does not recite the Pesukim because only for two trees one acquires their land, but for one tree one does not acquire its land. The Gemara proceeds and asks, "My time of Reb Meir be Ilon Echad, or my time of Rabbanan b'shnei Ilonis? Why do Reb Meir and the Rabbanan hold that when he does not acquire the land, maybe ve'ein akari, he does bring the Bikurim, but he does not recite the Pesukim? If he becomes exempt from Kriya, he should also become exempt from Hava, from bringing Bikurim at all, because the Pasuk specifies Asher Tavi Me'artzecha. Only one who owns the land is obligated to bring Bikurim." Gemara explains, Remeir Be'ilon Echad Sefukim Esafkele. V'Rabbanim B'Shnei Ilon is Sefukim Esafkelehu. Remeir regarding one tree and the Rabbanim regarding two trees were not sure whether Lekeich acquires the land or not. Therefore, regarding Kinyan, they both rule Lekon HaKarka, because Yad Meicher Alol Yoinam. The seller has the advantage because he is Muchzik in possession of the land. While regarding Bikurim, they both rule maybe he does bring Bikurim because it is possible that he does own the land. However, in the Kairi, he may not recite the Psukim because it is possible that he does not own the land. And Mechzik Hashikr, if he were to recite the words Adam Asher Nasatli, he appears to be lying since he does not own the land. Or because Dimma Aslav Ku'inim et Truma Maisa, he might assume that these fruits are Bikurim Midaraisa, which are exempt from Truma Maisa, when in reality these fruits are not Bikurim Midaraisa and they are obligated in Truma Maisa. The Gemara now discusses several issues regarding the halacha of mevi ve'ein akari. The Gemara first asks, how may one bring these fruits into the azar to put them down near the mizbeach and perform tenufa? Perhaps these fruits are not bikurim and remain chulin, and one is forbidden to bring chulin into the azar. The Gemara explains as follows. First, makdish lehu. He makes these fruits hektish and he brings them into the azara for hanacha. And then parklahu, he redeems them and removes the hektish so that the fruits may be eaten by the kain. The Gemara then asks, why is the kain permitted to eat these fruits? Perhaps these fruits are not bikurim and they are obligated in truma meiser. The Gemara explains the mafresh lahu. The kain first separates truma and meiser and then he eats them, as a kain is entitled to truma and all meisers. And although meiser rishon de lebihu, meiser rishon must be given to a lebi, not to a kain, they concur with Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, who holds Ma'aser Rishon off L'Kohen. Ma'aser Rishon can also be given to a Kohen. The Gemara then asks, "V'dima bikurim ninu ubayikriya? Perhaps these roots are bikurim, and he's obligated to recite the Pesukim." The Gemara first attempts to say, "Kriya le'makheres." The recitation is not mandatory, and the mitzvah is fulfilled with Ava alone. However, the Gemara asks, from Mizeris Halacha, "Kalaro le'bila ein bila makheres boy? Only if one is able to read the Pesukim, the Kriya is not mandatory. But Vishainiro Labila Bila Makavisboy, if one is not able to read the Psukim, the Kriya is mandatory." David the Gemara explains, Bits Batsran Bishagaran Biyachliach. The owner of the tree harvests the fruits and he gives them to a shliach, an agent, to take to Yerushalayim, and there is no obligation for Kriya because the Pasuk states Vilakhta Mirashis Pri Adam Asher Tavi Ma'artzacha, Vilakhta Behevesa. Asher Tehele Kichav Aval Ke'echad. Both the lekicha, harvest, and hava, the delivery, must be through the same person. But here the lekicha was through the owner, while the hava was through the shliach. Therefore, there's no obligation for kriya. Nevertheless, there is an obligation to bring it because, as the Rashbam explains, shei bekarka kitcher, the fruits already became bikurim from when they were harvested. The Gemara earlier attempts a different approach to Remeir regarding bikurim. Rabbi Huda Mershmul says, mechayiv ha-yermeir af belekech peiris ha'ilim. Remeir holds that even if a person buys the fruit and does not own the tree at all, and certainly if he owns even only one tree in someone else's field for which he does not own the karka, even so, maybe v'kairi, he's obligated to bring bikurim and to recite the psukim. Accordingly, we must say, regarding the pasuk asher tavim me'artzecha, lemu'utei chutz la'aretz, this excludes only fruit from outside Eretz Yisrael. And regarding the pasuk Reishis Bekura Ad Mascha, Lemutei Ad Masakum, this excludes only fruits from a field owned by a non-Jew. But these psukim do not exclude fruit that grew in someone else's field. And regarding the pasuk Reishis Pri Adamash Nesatali, the Havas Li Zuzi Vizavni Behu, he thanks Hashem for providing him with money to buy the fruit. The Gemara, however, rejects this approach from the previously mentioned brisa. Hakoyne ilanecha b'toich shechaveroi, mevi ve'enu koyri, lafish lekona karka dibri emeir, in which Remeir clearly holds that if he does not own the karka, there is no obligation for kriya.